A Fulton County woman has been sentenced on murder charges. Stacy Hickman pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the death of David Sutherland in 2023. Sutherland was shot, severely beaten, and had barbed wire around his neck. Hickman allegedly confessed to the murder. The alleged motive was a land dispute. Hickman was sentenced to 31 years in prison by Judge Tim Weaver. An inmate at South Central Correctional Facility has died. Wednesday afternoon, 37-year-old Randy Williams died in the prison's medical unit. Williams was serving a 20-year sentence. He had been in the prison since April of 2017. A woman from Cotter was arrested Thursday evening in Baxter County. 45-year-old Amy Lane was arrested and charged with possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, meth or cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and endangering the welfare of a minor. She was taken to Baxter County Detention Center and bond was set at $25,000. A Salem, Missouri man has been arrested for trafficking drugs. On Tuesday, 21-year-old Logan Walker was stopped on Highway 19 for traffic violations. K-9 Med was called to the scene and alerted at the scent of narcotics. The vehicle search was conducted and a substantial amount of meth as well as items of paraphernalia were located. A warrant was issued for Walker for second-degree trafficking drugs, along with several other traffic offenses. Walker's bond has been set at $25,000 cash. A teen has been arrested in Sharp County on numerous charges. 18-year-old Coleon Thompson was arrested Tuesday and has been charged with breaking and entering, criminal trespassing, criminal mischief, theft of $25,000 or more, theft of $5,000 or less, and criminal use of a prohibited weapon. He's being held in Sharp County Jail. The Howell County Sheriff's Office is asking the public's assistance in locating a missing person. 32-year-old Mark Workman was last seen on March the 18th at around 5:37 a.m. when he clocked out from work at AHF on Thornboro Avenue in West Plains. Workman is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 170 pounds, with red hair, blue eyes, a full beard, wearing prescription glasses, and has a tattoo on his left forearm. He was last seen wearing blue jeans, a gray hoodie, and black tennis shoes. He drives a blue Kia minivan with a Missouri license plate number, LJOJ9P. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to please contact the Howell County Sheriff's Office. Class has been canceled at the Mountain Grove School today because of a fire on Thursday. According to reports, the fire was on the second floor of the Ozark Mountain Technical Center. The fire started near the janitorial office, then spread into the attic. There was some smoke damage to classrooms. No one was injured in the fire. A man from Licking was injured in an accident south of Licking Thursday. The Highway Patrol reports the 75-year-old man suffered minor injuries when the vehicle he was driving was hit in the rear by a vehicle driven by a 55-year-old man from Licking. The accident happened on U.S. 63, 1 mile south of Licking. The Farm Food and National Security Act of 2026 has passed through the House Committee on Agriculture. Congressman Rick Crawford from the 1st District of Arkansas is a member of the committee and shares his thoughts on the components of the legislation.
I think probably one of the biggest wins was the creation of an agricultural enforcement task force. This came straight from my bill, Prioritizing Offensive Ag Trade Disputes and Enforcement Act. Essentially calls out India for dumping rice in the U.S. market. They're over-subsidized, and it creates an unfair playing field for U.S. rice producers. So I would say as a single issue affecting Arkansas producers, that's probably one that has the most impact directly to our rice producers. Generally speaking, one of the things it does incorporates the American Farmers Feed the World Act, which increases the percentage of U.S. grown commodities that the program has to buy. That's also good for Arkansas farmers, good for American farmers. And then finally, just having a farm bill creates a degree of certainty that it helps farmers from the standpoint of, you know, borrowing for their crop production, things of this nature, and knowing where they stand from year to year. So passing the farm bill is a win.
Mammoth Springs School District is proud to announce that Tina Taylor, SCCLA advisor at Mammoth Springs High School, has been named the Arkansas SCCLA Advisor of the Year by the Arkansas SCCLA. Taylor was nominated for the honor by a fellow FCCLA advisor following a comprehensive review process by the Arkansas FCCLA State Office. She was selected as this year's recipient due to her dedication, leadership, and commitment to the organization, both at home and statewide. Since 2019, Taylor has served as the Mammoth Spring High School FCCLA advisor and continues to help students and family, career, and community leaders of America develop leadership skills, help with their communities, and grow their personal skills. Taylor will be recognized at the FCCLA Advisor and Chapter Awards Ceremony April 9th during the State FBLA Conference.